The term is food insecurity. That's not the fear of any kind of food. It's a reality that not every household is able to be assured that they can purchase the food that they need for themselves and their family. The Supplemental Nutrition Assistance Program, commonly known as SNAP, provides those in need with a reliable assistance to ensure that nutritious food will be attainable and on a consistent, regular, reliable basis. Recent changes in the program eligibility requirements may also mean that if you've applied before and you weren't accepted, you might now be. Here to detail these changes is the administrator for the Sussex County, New Jersey Department of Human Services, Sarah Balzano, as well as the director of the county's Division of Social Services, Carol Naver. Good morning, ladies.
Good morning.
Good morning, Chris. Thanks so much for having us on.
And let me give you a couple of websites to expedite the process of application, learn more about the program overall, the SNAP program. It's njsnap.org. And for the initial application process for this and other programs, by the way, njhelps.org is the website for that. And yes, we do have those links over at our website, so you need not try to write or remember what I just told you. Sarah, as far as the SNAP program, I've met people who were disgruntled or disappointed because, you know, the parameters are what they are, and there's reasons for that as far as maximum income for a family, depending on the family size. And I'm sure you hear this often too, you know, I'm off by $50, $60, $75, $35. So maybe, just maybe, with these new changes in the income requirements, some more people who were just on that cusp might now be eligible for the SNAP program.
Well, that may be the case. The changes are based on changes in cost of living, the cost of living adjustment information, which is referred to as COLA. So there are have been changes in the maximum amount. It's decided every year, at the beginning of every federal fiscal year, and the changes have included an increase now. So the monthly limits have gone up, so more people will inevitably be eligible.
I'm not going to run down all the numbers here. You can actually go over to those two websites I gave you, as well as there's a press release over at the county website, sussex.nj.us, and you can see the specific numbers. But generally speaking, I'll look at the couple of the common household size demographics. Household size of two, the old limit was $2,426 gross a month, and that's gone to $2,456. And for a household size of four, let's say husband, wife, and two children, that went from $3,677 a month to $3,739 a month. Then it goes up and down according to the household size above and beyond those numbers I just gave you, and those were put into effect at the beginning of October. Sarah, as far as the application process is concerned, I gave that one website address, njhelps.org. Is there anything above and beyond that initial application that a prospective SNAP participant is going to be required to do?
I'm going to let Carol talk about this. This is related to her division.
Sure.
And can talk to you about the application process.
All right, Carol, fill us in.
Okay, so I'd like to talk about first the maximum allowable income. In addition to expanding the number of people who may be eligible for the SNAP program, it also may help those people that are currently on SNAP to receive some more food stamps because of the changes in the income. Now, the top amount of food stamps, the maximum amount you can get, did not go up, but if your income fits better within these allowable income guidelines, what will happen is there is a chance you might be receiving some additional food stamps. Now, what happens when somebody goes online, which is, I think, the easiest way for anybody to do it, and if you don't have a computer in your home, you can go right down to the library, your local library, or even into our office and go onto the computer in our office to apply. What we will need for verifications or proof of your income, proof of your identification, that would include your birth certificate or your resident card, your shelter costs as well, because in addition to your income, there is an allowable deduction for shelter costs, which would be your rent, your mortgage, or your heat. That deduction at one time had been a standard deduction that happened But now someone that is applying for food stamps or the SNAP program does need to provide that income for that deduction.
So if someone was earning, let's just say, grossing for the household of $4,000 a month, and they were paying for rent and or mortgage and heating cost, let's just say for easy mental math, $1,000 a month, would their income then in effect for the application process be $3,000 a month?
No. What happens is there is a standard deduction that is a top deduction depending on how many people are in the family. And that deduction runs about $150.
Okay, so it's a percentage then. Okay.
That's depending on family size. So it's not that the deduction is for the full amount of your rent or your heat. It's for a portion of it, which, again, may help you to qualify.
All right, we're talking with Sarah Balzano, who is the administrator for the Sussex County, New Jersey Department of Human Services, as well as Carol Narver, director of the county's Division of Social Services, talking about some changes in the Supplemental Nutrition Assistance Program. SNAP is more commonly how it's referred to. And you can find out in detail more about this as well at njsnap.org. And to apply, find out about the application process for SNAP and other assistance programs, it's njhelps.org. And you are listening to Issues and Ideas. Sarah, as far as the SNAP program, what, in your experience, do you believe is a point that people are the most confused about or they have the greatest misinterpretation about?
Well, I think there have been a lot of changes recently, and it's difficult to keep up with the changes that take place. So that's an area of confusion for people. Also, the fact that now applications are being taken primarily online, I think that may be that's difficult to navigate for people who may not be technologically advanced. People still have the ability to come into the Division of Social Services and get one-to-one assistance if they don't have the ability to access this application through, the internet. But sometimes that's an area that's concerning. I think additionally, you had mentioned it in the beginning of the program. There are some people who just miss the amount of eligibility, just by a few dollars, and that's very frustrating for people. And so we're hoping, it's hope that now with this ability to increase the amount, so the gross monthly income limits are set at 130% of poverty level for a household size, and the net monthly income limits are at 100% of poverty. So hopefully these changes will make it available to more people in our community.
And certainly, too, that's why I wanted the clarification for the allowance for rent and heating and mortgage and things like that, because people might be looking at the gross amount, not understanding how that could be factored in, that aspect could be factored in, and therefore make them eligible for the SNAP program and others as well. We're wrapping up our time with Sarah Balzano from the Sussex County Department of Human Services and Carol Novert from the county's Division of Social Services, talking about the SNAP program, njsnap.org, and application process streamlined at njhelps.org. And you're listening to Issues and Ideas. And Carol, along with given the time of year, if one is eligible for the SNAP program, they also find out that they might just be eligible for some heating assistance programs as well.
That's absolutely true. If someone is eligible for the SNAP program, they're also eligible for the program runs through NorWestCAP for heating and energy assistance. The application comes through us, and then there's a match made between the SNAP recipients and NorWestCAP. However, many times we do ask folks to go to NorWestCAP and apply, because the match between who's on SNAP and who's going to get the energy assistance may happen in August, and the person may come in and be approved for SNAP in September, October, November, December.
And again, it's a lot of information, and that's also, too, might be intimidating and discouraging because you think it's beyond your reach or your understanding, and that's why the website njhelps.org is really a go-to place for the application process. Sometimes it's the one and done. Sometimes it's the initial step in the process. But nevertheless, that is a best way to streamline and find out really everything that you're eligible for in these challenging times. and that'll help you stabilize yourself in those challenging times, which would be a wonderful goal to attain. To find out more about the Supplemental Nutrition Assistance Program overall, njsnap.org. We've been joined this morning from the Sussex County, New Jersey Department of Human Services by Sarah Bolzano, as well as from the county's Division of Social Services, Carolyn Albert. Ladies, thanks so much for cluing us into the changes and what's available for people who have needs, and thanks for being here this morning.
Thank you so much. I really appreciate the fact that we're able to speak with you about this very important issue.
Thank you so much for your time and for having us.